Do you ever have anything that you call sauce that's sweet?
Well, yes, you have your white sauce, or either then you can have a vanilla sauce or cream sauce.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called dip?
Not to be poured over. I just always thought of dip as something that would dip it in with your potato chips or French fries.
Okay, and a little food taken between regular meals, small or large quantity, what would you call that? I'm just going to go have a
snack.
And if you talk about consuming food, you say breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Or every day I
eat breakfast.
And I have
eaten.
And how do you make coffee?
Well, now I make the regular percolator coffees. So, well, therefore, you put your water in and you measure your coffee for the amount of water and put it on and let it perk. Cut it down low and you...
Okay, and if you're going to tell someone that you believe you'll go in the kitchen and prepare some, how are you likely to say, I'm going to go?
I said, well, I'm just going to put on a pot of coffee.
Okay.
Let's have some coffee.
Okay. And if you're thirsty, you may say, well, I believe I'll go get a
drink of water.
And if you describe what you pour it in, you say,
A glass of water.
And if someone asked you how much did you drink, you might say, well,
I drank a glass full.
Okay, and during the summer, how much water
have you drank?
Okay, and every day we
drink.
And how do you, what's the invitation to tell people to come and to the table if dinner's ready? How would you usually say that? Come on in.
Well, dinner's ready. We all please come.
Okay,
and eat.
Okay, and actually get
find your place.
Okay. And if somebody comes into the dining room you want to tell him to get into the chair, you might say.
Will you sit here?
Okay. And then if after he's done that, you say, well, he
sat in that chair.
And when no one else is standing, they had all
been seated.
Okay. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, but to go ahead and take some, you might say,
would you please have some potatoes and pass them?
Okay. And so he went ahead and
kept himself and passed the potatoes.
And if he has already himself.
He's already helped himself.
And what if you're, what's probably the most common way of declining food? If somebody offers it, will you have some?
No, thank you.
And if it's, if you have food that you prepared earlier and then served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over, or it was leftovers.
Okay. And if you put food in your mouth, then you begin to
chew.
And here's another one that has to do with cornmeal mixed with milk or water and made into a dish, a sort of pudding. Think about being with salt